guys, welcome back to the Bilingual Podcast.
As always, I'm your girl, Haley.
And I'm your girl, Katie, and we are back with another episode. And this time we are talking about how to overcome a slump. We've all been through it, and we're going to tell you our story of when we experience a slump and how we overcome it. Before we begin, we'd like to ask you guys to take some time to give us a review on our Apple Podcast if you're listening over there. We'd like to have as many people find us, and in order to do that, we need to have some Apple review. So give us a minute and leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, it will take like 5 seconds, so.
Yeah, if we're being honest, it won't take too long. So, let's get straight into the topic, since we are still working on our challenge this week.
How to overcome a slump. I don't think I have a single specific one solution. I think it depends on the situation, actually.
Yeah. Do you have, like, a specific, like, experience that you recall when you were going through a period where you were feeling motivated or inspired, especially as a YouTuber?
Yeah. I think I've been still struggling about that, but especially when you're a YouTuber, your result is a number. How many views you have, how many subscribers you have, how many likes you have.
Right.
Like, no matter how hard you work,
you can't control the outcome.
You can't control the outcomes. It's about, like, algorithms, like, you can't expect the result. And
right.
So, it's so hard to like keep motivated, but I think it's all about what you want to achieve in your life or in your career. So for me, it's not, I always keep thinking that, keep reminding that it's not about number, it's about what I want to deliver to my channel, what message I want to deliver in my channel. So I like reading like books that reminds me about that kind of thing. So recently I started to read the book called Start With Why. So that book really helped me to like keep focusing on what I want to achieve, not from others.
Like your mission over just the results and things that you can't control.
Like numbers or views are just not my control. So if I just really focus on that, I can get a lot of stress.
So you used to be very stressed, like when you put out like a video, because you put in all the hard work, and sometimes they don't do well, sometimes they do really well, and so that's when you usually went through a slump, like in the early stages, maybe.
Yeah, when I get, when I don't get a lot of views from the videos, I get a lot of stress and I get less motivated. But when I start to do something I really like and I really want to, then people start to like again. Then I think it reflects to do the video if I liked it or not. So I just try to focus on myself. And then when I'm editing my video, I sometimes get a slump, get into slump, because it's so much time consuming. You have to be patient. Like I have to put subtitles as well, so it's just sometimes so hard to get focused. So what I do is I make a thumbnail first. Then when I make a really good thumbnail, I really want to upload this video as soon as possible. So it made me motivate to edit, finish quickly.
The thing is so important to visually like see your end goal. And the thumbnail is kind of like the finishing part.
Point. So you're just, you can't wait to upload this video, so just you get more motivated. I think that's, as a YouTuber, for me is how to deal with slump when it comes to content creating or editing.
So you like find ways to re-motivate, re-inspire yourself to keep going.
And when I don't have any things I want to make as a content or anything else, I try to switch off from that and read just books. And then When I read book, I start to think other things in some way. When I focus, I just focus. And when I'm not focusing on that, I start to think about my YouTube contents. And then suddenly, like, the ideas come out. Mm-hmm. Because I wasn't thinking about the content. I was mm-hmm. thinking about just books. And then suddenly, like,
you at feel some point, inspired, it
inspires.
Yeah.
Even though it's not related, I just think just random things about my content. So that's how I get my inspiration back when it comes to content creation and ideas, video ideas or things like that. And then I quickly write things down
mm-hmm.
on my note or journals.
Yeah, so you don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Then, yeah, I think that's how I get
inspired.
And, that right. happens like a week ago.
Really?
I went to...
That's really, recent, huh?
Yeah. I went to a cafe. Like, there was an outside. There's an outside terrace.
Oh, that's so nice, yeah.
So, I read the book. And my phone died once I arrived there. So, I had to spend there, like, 2.5 hours without phone. I was alone as well. So, I read. I also wrote something down in my head. And I got a lot of, like, content ideas at that time, so
that's great.
It was really great time for me.
So you read a lot mm-hmm. and you try to find a way to visualize mm-hmm. the end goal
mm-hmm.
and you spend time alone reading and doing other activities that will help inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, I think that's how I overcome a slump as a YouTuber. So I think it might be different for you as a full-time
office worker,
yeah.
digital marketer. Yeah, let's listen to a music and come back to part two, where I will share my experience of when mm-hmm. I had experienced a slump
mm-hmm.
and how I overcame it.
Yay.
Welcome back to part two, guys. I'm going to be talking about my experience when mm-hmm. I overcame, or when I went through a slump and mm-hmm. how I overcame it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one specific moment. I've, you know, as Haley shared, she mm-hmm. had recently experienced a slump, and it's not something that, like, goes away completely. So that's why I think it's really important to talk about different ways to cope with
mm-hmm.
this period in our life or the season.
Mm-hmm.
I went through a really big slump when I had quit my job at broadcasting in mm-hmm. Korea, because that was pretty much my goal to moving to the city.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had quit, it wasn't because of, you know, the fact that I didn't like the job. I really enjoyed it. I just wasn't living a very healthy lifestyle. Having mm-hmm. to wake up at 3 a.m. every day is...
Mm-hmm.
not always great, especially when you're sleeping past midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't know how important sleep was until then, because I love sleeping. Like, I love getting enough amount of sleep.
Yeah.
And I quit, and that's when I was kind of having a... I think I shared previously, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I did, but I had, like, a quarter-life crisis
mm-hmm.
because I was 25. 26 now, international age, and I felt like, okay, it's been, 3 years since I graduated college,
mm-hmm.
and I was supposed to be on this path that I had planned out to work in broadcasting and keep moving my way up and becoming mm-hmm. a successful host, and it just didn't work out that way because I had quit. And so that's when I had...
No, you became a successful host.
Yes, thanks to Vitamin Glow Podcast. But yeah, I was very, very sad because I wanted to go through the traditional route of working at a broadcasting mm-hmm. station. There's something that's really exciting mm-hmm. sitting in front of a mic and in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it brings me a lot of joy and energy and there's a lot of passion that gets involved in it, because I don't think I could have stood by it for that long if it wasn't for the fact that it was my dream. So when that came to an end, I felt like this is very dramatic, but you know, when we are going through a slump, we're all a little bit dramatic, and I thought the world is ending and my career is ruined. And I was like that type of person that was like, you know what? Like, I don't need no man. Like, all my friends were dating. And I was like,
yeah,
I'm a single, independent, capable woman that don't need no man. I just want to have a successful career. Yeah, yeah. And then it was over. And I didn't have a man. I thought I wasted my early 20s doing what, you know?
Mm.
Like, I didn't get the job that I wanted. I was jobless and boyless and friendless. Like, all my friends went back to the States.
Yeah.
So I started packing up thinking that I would go back to America.
Mm.
And then I had a lot of time for myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that was really great because usually when I have issues, I, like, run into people and I, like, tell everything and stuff, which is not a bad way of coping with mm-hmm. a slump or an issue, but mm-hmm. I think it's really important that when you're going through a slump, you set aside time to just reflect, whether that is in your room, in a cafe, or in just in a studio, wherever that is, like, finding a place where you can just think and reflect the experiences that you had and find different solutions that you can to move on to the next chapter, mm-hmm. which for me was working at a marketing agency and learning something completely new. And so I was thinking about my life and how I would plan it. And mm-hmm. initially, since I was thinking of going back to the States early last year, I thought, you know, I'm going to have like 3-4 months left in Korea. Like, I don't want to just waste it not doing anything. And I still need money to pay rent. So why don't I find a job? And I did a lot of random jobs, like taught at a English summer school program. And I also like taught at a musical hagwon. And I also was freelancing and doing other gigs, like hosting as a skincare cosmetic model at my old company. I was doing voice acting, so doing TV commercials for like cosmetic brands. Did a lot. And I came to realize that maybe, like, since I am so burnt out from working in broadcasting, I don't really want to go back to it in the States. Although I had opportunities working at prior entertainment companies, I thought, okay, why don't I do cosmetics and skincare? I love working, you know, when I first came to Korea, I was working at a startup cosmetic brand. And I really enjoyed the process. So I thought, you know, I want to work for a cosmetic brand, but for high-end luxury brands that are very reputable. And I was looking on LinkedIn and I saw a job in Korea that was a marketing agency for luxury brands like Chanel, Tiffany, Dior, etc. I sent my resume like really last minute and I got a call the next day. And I ended up getting a job there. But that wouldn't have happened if I didn't set aside time to think about my next step and have this process in my head of what is going to be next for me.
Did you like give you a specific time or day
to I gave about? Myself like 2 weeks to just think about it. I would go to cafes and look online, like research. And I have like a little memo thing on my computer, and I'll like write notes about what I liked about, you know, my experience working at broadcasting, what kind of things that I'm still interested in. And if I didn't set aside time to do that, I don't think I would have moved on from that slump.
So you didn't work anything during that 2 weeks?
Even as a part-time job? I didn't look for jobs at that moment. Yeah, I mean, I was hoping that I would find a job by the end of that month because I needed to pay rent. But for that time, I really used it to reflect. I didn't want anyone's opinion. I just wanted to listen to myself first. And then I applied and reached out to people and talked to them and I made my goals. Like, I think it's really important to plan your goal and, like you said, visualize it. So I would like make a dream board, like a visual board of like what I wanted to achieve. But also it's really important to stay open-minded because things like this happen, like where you quit or where you end up not getting the job that you want, you know. And so set aside time and think about what you want to do because life still goes on.
Didn't you think that it's gonna be like a waste or something because you say you have to like pay a rent? If you don't do anything during the 2 weeks, it can be like a little bit scary. Or
I'll be real, I was scared.
Yeah.
I was a little worried, but my personality is always to like save a little bit to pay for at least 1 month worth of rent. And if things didn't work out, then I would have to go back to my relative's house in Busan or something. But, yeah, I had rent, and luckily, Because I set aside time to think about what I wanted,
mm-hmm.
once I figured out what I wanted, it was easy from there because I knew the next step was to get my resume ready, apply for jobs. I could visualize my end goal, and so I took steps. But if you don't take the time to think about what you want, it's hard to think about how you're going to achieve it.
I think I need that kind of time too.
Yeah, it's really good, and it's also refreshing to do once in a while.
Yeah, because you know, you have, when you think about the like short-term goals, you just think that you have to finish that task.
Right.
You don't think about the long-term goal. No. Because you think that, oh, I have to finish this first and then I can think about it later.
Right.
And you're not going to have it
forever unless you make a time. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good to have small goals to, of course, finish the minor things that you have to get done in life. Mm-hmm. But you also want to set aside time, especially when you're going through a slump. I think it's a great time to reflect. Because
mm-hmm.
right now, for the first year that I worked at this digital marketing agency, I didn't have much time to go through a slump. Because mm-hmm. I was like, I started work right away and ended up getting really busy. But I'm kind of hitting that point where I don't feel very motivated and inspired. And so I think I need to set aside some time to reflect what my next step will be, whether that is to mm-hmm. continue my job here or to start a new job or to move to another country. Because for me, especially when it comes to career, if I don't feel challenged, I don't feel like I have a reason to stay. If I don't feel like I will have opportunities to grow, then I don't feel like I have to stay in the specific job, especially if I have already learned the skills and have mastered, you know, my particular role that I am doing for the company.
Wow.
Yeah, but mine's very easy. I just set aside time, and I really love going to cafes, especially, well, now with the pandemic it's harder.
Yeah.
But I used to go to cafes and get myself a nice treat. You know, you want to treat yourself.
Yeah, I really like going to cafe.
It's very chill.
There's a lot of cute cafes in Korea, so.
There are. So I like to sit down, have nice cake.
Oh,
some drinks, okay. And then, you know, start taking down notes and doing my research. Once you start, I think it's easy. It's the starting part that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to do that when you're in a slump. Another thing that I really recommend is, besides setting time for yourself, is to find a community of people that you feel inspired by or are going through similar things, because you can encourage each other.
So did you find any community at the time?
At the time, I did. So I was following a couple of people that I was really inspired by in Korea. Like, they're kind of like influencers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're not influencers. They're like, they have like normal jobs, but they're like really well known for being experts in their jobs. And there was this one woman, she was a reporter, and I felt very inspired, and she was holding a talk.
Oh.
It was paid, but she was holding like a Q&A session about like her career and things like that. I want to go listen. So I went by myself, booked a ticket, and I listened. And at the end, she had like one-to-one sessions. So I went to her and I told her like, hey, I'm really inspired. And she did a separate like session with people that were really interested in building a successful career and things like that. And I went to that talk again. She emailed us, the people that were in the group, saying like, hey, thanks for coming. And I guess she wanted to start a community where people can like discuss their career and network with each other in Korea. Literally everyone in that group was so hardworking, and they all had goals to achieve, you know, whatever it is that they wanted. And she emailed me back asking if I wanted to come help her out with, you know, starting this group. So I helped her, and I met a lot of community of people that were super hardworking in Korea. And that really inspired me to continue to work hard. And I realized that it's so important to have a community of people that you feel inspired by or that will encourage you to keep going. Or, you know, even if you don't have a community, like, it's good to have, like, a friend or two. Like you. Haley smiling.
Like a cringe smile.
No, but, like, it's really nice to have friends that have, like, goals and, like, similar interests. So, definitely, those two things.
Yeah. Because it's hard to find some people who have the same interests nowadays.
It is. It is. It's really hard. Yeah. And it was really hard for me in Korea because I didn't go to school here. So I didn't have, like, friends from college. I only had friends from work. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make friends outside of work. Mm-hmm. And it was really hard. But I looked up different communities, different meetups and mm-hmm. networks. And I would put myself out there even though I was like really bad at speaking mm-hmm. in Korean sometimes. Mm-hmm. And felt really nervous going to new crowds and new places. But mm-hmm. through that, I was able to meet good people.
I think you are not really afraid of meeting new people, I can guess.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of not really open-minded when it comes to meeting new people. Mm-hmm. But when I heard about that you came across this person or you reach out this person or things like that, I think it inspired me a lot to meet mm-hmm. new other people.
Yeah, I mean, we're in a digital world and we can connect with literally anyone and have access to mm-hmm. everything. And I wanted to take advantage of that by, meeting people that really inspired me. Mm-hmm. And I put myself out there. And I'll tell you, it's not easy when you first start off.
Yeah, it's not easy.
You're meeting some random person, mm-hmm. And you don't know how to hold a conversation sometimes. And so what I did was I just did it. Like Nike. This is not sponsored by Nike, but you know their model. Just do it. That's literally what my mom told me. I was like, oh, I'm so nervous. She's like, just do it. So I just did it. And then the more I did it, the less nervous I got. Mm. The more confident I felt in these kind of situations.
Didn't you feel afraid of being rejected or things like that?
Yeah, in the beginning I did. But then you get rejected so many times that you're like, okay,
I don't give up.
Yeah, I don't give up. Beep. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I've got rejected, but that's just part of life. You can't mm-hmm. get everything that you want, right? So sure. Rejection is just part of the process, and you just have to learn to let it go when mm-hmm. that happens. Mm-hmm. But out of the 100 that you message or that you talk to, I'm sure there'll be one or two good people that reach out to you, and those two, relationships or networks may be really, really mm-hmm. meaningful.
So then if someone reached out to you and asked about your career and stuff, would you do the same thing, right?
Yeah. I would be down to, talk on the phone. I'd be down to send emails. I've had people reach out to me a couple of times via email and message saying, I really want to work, somewhere. How did you get started? I feel mm-hmm. really inspired. Mm-hmm. And my tip is put yourself out there because mm-hmm. you never know who you're going to meet. And yeah. if you get rejected, it wasn't meant to be.
Right. Yeah.
The more you do it, the less scary it is and the more confident you become because mm-hmm. you learn through these situations.
I think I learned a lot from you today. I guess
I hope you guys also learn something or mm-hmm. Relate to some of our stories and experiences. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check us out on our Instagram page at Vitamin Glow Official and mm-hmm. leave us a comment there. I'd love to hear about your experience overcoming a slump mm-hmm. or even just your story of a slump that maybe you're experiencing now.
Yeah.
I know, especially with the pandemic and everyone being stuck at home and mm-hmm. having limited social interactions.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but I assure you we can find different ways to overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here for you. Check us out every week. Yay. We're bringing up new content for you guys.
And new posts every single day.
Yes. So visit our Instagram page, listen to our podcast, and mm-hmm. hopefully you'll feel inspired to glow up mm-hmm. and be the best version of yourself.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Just do it.
And just do it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming to our speech.
Just 20.
Just do it. That is our motto.
Yes. Okay, thank you, guys, for
listening. And we'll
see you
in the next episode. Bye!